We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Ryan Poles addressed the reason why he had only one quarterback, Caleb Williams, visit Hallis Hall.
I would say the different prospects are kind of, the journey to collect all that information is different for everyone. There's guys on our board that are high that didn't come in for a 30 visit, that we've had other touch points. Our networks in the building know the player inside and out that we really, really trust. You have the combine, there's different kind of touch points. You don't necessarily have to bring everybody in.
Do you believe Poles performed enough due diligence on the 2024 QB class? And this is asked knowing painfully well that not performing due diligence before the 2017 draft led the previous regime to a draft the wrong guy.
I think that's the spirit of the question, isn't it? There's still people with scar tissue from the Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes experience. And then the revelation later that even though he's viewed differently now, at the time Deshaun Watson was the guy that made a lot of sense and the Bears never even took him out to dinner. So the accusation, allegation, the reality was they didn't perform all their due diligence because they drafted the wrong guy. They drafted the guy that they fell in love with at a dinner because of what he drove and how he made the reservation. And that was a mistake, historically bad mistake. This isn't that. This isn't that at all. So I understand the spirit of the question, but the answer was a good one. When you know, you know. And Caleb Williams made it so obvious that the gap between him and the rest of the quarterbacks, I think, in this draft is much wider than it was in 2017, than it is in most drafts. So getting to know him was priority one, and the more they got to know him, the more they liked. They were at J.J. McCarthy's pro day in Ann Arbor. They were at Jaden Daniels' pro day in Baton Rouge. They ignored Drake May. I get that. That's okay. I don't think you need to just look busy. I don't think you need to waste your time. When you know, and they know everything they need to about Caleb Williams, which is why tomorrow is finally the day. They'll do what they couldn't admit to doing yesterday. Ryan Poles was kind of sheepish about that, but they didn't need to do due diligence because it was all devoted to the guy they're going to draft.
Well, they've made that decision, and they have the right to make that decision. I disagree with the decision, and I also it's some of the pros and cons as I'm trying to get all on board with Caleb Williams. Some of this I feel like I don't know that Caleb Williams plays very well in the sandbox as far as quarterback. He's the guy, no questions asked. He's getting all the reps. I don't even know if he's going to allow another quarterback to take a rep up at Hallis Hall or anywhere else. That's how much it's, I'm the quarterback, get out of my way, the way I'm reading him after watching and reading as much stuff as we have. And that's okay. I mean, he is all football. I mean, this guy is football, football with a side of football, with a little football sprinkled on top of that. And that's what you want. But you better be right. Because if you're wrong, we're going to be asking this question again in 2030.
This is fascinating because I'm glad all this is on record. Let's put it that way. Look, did they make an error last year? I'm talking about the Carolina Panthers. Did they look closely enough at the quarterbacks available? They made the wrong choice. That's apparent after 1 year. But did they look closely enough at the quarterbacks and balance them? Did the Bears do that? you know, if Jaden Daniels turns out to be the best quarterback in this draft, or if it ends up being Drake May, or if it's any of these guys are better than Caleb Williams, I think it's a legitimate question to how did that happen? How did you have the number one pick and lock into a guy and not bring in other guys for interviews? How did that whole thing unfold? And so it's documented of how they went about it, of how they believe they have the information that they need. It, you know, this is not breaking news that when you draft Caleb Williams Thursday night as the number one quarterback in the draft, he then faces the scrutiny that he has to be the best player among those quarterbacks. That's just the reality of how life works. So you make that choice, you go with that guy, and then you live with the results. I think Caleb Williams is the right choice. I really do. And I feel good about the move that they're making. And I think somebody said, I forget who it was, that his energy, that his kind of gravitas as a player comes across on tape. That you feel that as you watch him play, that he's going to escape. He's going to make a play. He's going to do something, and he's going to throw the ball accurately, and his arm angles don't matter. He's still going to get the job done. This is the guy that we're looking at the Bears acquiring tomorrow. We're going to evaluate it. We're going to pick it apart. We'll come up with all the ways that the NFL measure every aspect of a quarterback, and we're going to be able to watch this unfold in front of us.
And ultimately, what you saw on tape made much of the other aspects of the pre-draft process, I don't want to say minimally important, but it lessened how much you're going to weigh those factors, because what you saw on tape made you think that there was a wide gap between him and everybody else.
Yes.
And
that's
so
exactly right.
When you're talking about those things, this is much more obvious than it is in most drafts. This is the guy that you see using that easy confidence and his personality,
yes,
and it does translate on the field. So he's kind of the same guy on and off the field, and that is encouraging. I don't know where Dustin's getting the doesn't play well in the sandbox thing. I don't know if that's a fair picture.
I know you watched it, David.
I did watch.
And he does not – the whole thing about Oklahoma and why he left and why he pivoted – and Spencer Rattler, and I think it plays into why the Bears dumped Justin Fields the way they did. I think it's all connected.
I think it's a reach.
Okay. Well, we've got the audio if you want to listen to it later.
Okay. I think it's a reach.
Okay.
He was 18 years old. He beat out Spencer Rattler, by the way.
He did?
And he left.
He did?
Didn't he beat out Spencer Rattler in Oklahoma?
No, that's why he left, because he didn't get...
He left because Lincoln Riley left.
That's why he left. He's following his coach.
He left because Lincoln Riley left. Let's
Spencer
be honest
Rattler
here.
Was the starter.
Lincoln
he
Riley.
He talks about not being able to take snaps with the ones and not getting the opportunity to show. And he knew he knew that he was the best guy.
He went
there to be the best. He definitely went to Oklahoma because he wanted to be associated with Lincoln Riley. That's a no doubt about it. That's what happened.
And that's why he went to USC. Look, if you want to get caught up on something he did when he was 18 years old, more power to you. I just am not.
Listen, I think
that's part of the process. It's part of the journey.
All that stuff will be stuff we look back on and talk about the hints and the little kernels that we should have seen. This is the process. This is what happens when you draft a quarterback, and if he works out, then you take all that as gold, and that's what you needed to know. And if it doesn't, these are the things you talk about. So it's going to be a ton of fun. We'll listen to it later. We'll get into all this stuff. We've got a lot to argue about. We're going to do it throughout the course of the program. We're going to get to your calls next. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.